The World Food Program estimates that 1 in 3 households across Ukraine is now food insecure. People have left their homes, lost jobs and income, and are dealing with food production and supply chain disruptions all because of the war. NPR's Anya Kamenets is in southeastern Ukraine, where people are finding one solution right in their own backyards.
The local government center in the village of Kushuhum, about 12 miles south of the city of Zaporizhia, is bustling on this Friday afternoon. Outside, kids are riding tricycles while grown-ups stand in line in the shade. The giveaway on offer? Seeds. There's a full summer vegetable garden in that package. Tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, spinach, and of course, the borscht bundle, beets, carrots, onions. The seeds are going to people in need. People who have fled here from occupied territories, families with many children, and older people like Nadia Fedotova. Come over right now and help me work in my garden, she says. At 68, the digging is not so good for her back anymore. But she still grows a long list of vegetables.
Редиска, картопля, бурячки, морквочка, вишні, черешні.
Onions, salads, spinach, radish, potatoes, carrots, and of course cherries for pies. Closer to the front of the line, Lyubov Hilova, a young mother, is standing with her friend. Hilova says ever since the beginning of the war, grocery prices keep going up and down. First, sugar was expensive, then flour, then oil, and stuff is always out of stock.
Сложнее стало, потому что в магазинах начался перебой, как бы так.
Not to mention, she's out of work now because the child cares are closed. Her friend, Victoria Kishenko, who has 3 children herself, chimes in. She works at a market, selling everything from fresh fish to strawberries. And she says supplies have been inconsistent. This village, as peaceful as it seems right now, stands only a few miles from the front lines. Sometimes trucks get held up by soldiers at checkpoints, both Russian and Ukrainian. Sometimes, Kishenko says, they even ask for bribes. $1,000, say, for a truckload of cucumbers. Next thing you know, cucumbers have doubled in price at the market. She says the customers complain when the prices go up.
Історично так склалось, що в селах України практично у кожного є присадибна ділянка.
Andriy Derkach co-founded the local group, which is giving out the seeds today, in partnership with the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. He explains that historically in Ukraine, almost everyone who lives in villages has a garden. Not just to feed themselves, but make a little extra money.
Є категорія людей з низьким рівнем доходу, які от з земельних ділянок з вирощування цих овочів.
So, by giving out seeds, live chickens, and animal feed to what they call micro farmers, he's hoping they can help people both with food security and income security. Ukraine's yellow and blue flag stands for golden wheat under blue skies. It's a symbol of a country that's deeply agricultural, not only culturally, but economically too. This country is a top global exporter of wheat, corn, and sunflower oil. But the UN Food and Agriculture Organization told NPR up to half of the wheat that needs to be harvested starting this July is growing in areas that are either being bombarded right now or where the fields are full of dangerous mines. A lot of spring planting also can't go on as planned. The longer the conflict continues, experts are saying, the greater the danger to food security around the world. A few cucumber vines can't solve that. But Nadia Fedotova says gardens have another purpose, too.
В мене четверо онуків. Телевізор новини дивитесь? Ага, новини дивимося. Плачемо, плачемо, плачемо.
I have a son at the front lines, she says. When my grandchildren and I turn on the television news, we cry, cry, cry. But when you go out to the garden, there are tulips, there are lilacs, you relax, you forget. Anya Kamenets, NPR News, Kushuhum, Ukraine.